In this bulletin, flooding threats in New South Wales still not over despite heavy rainfall easing. Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologises for falsely accusing a media organisation of harassment within his own office. And in the AFLW, Fremantle star escapes suspension for a dangerous tackle. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's simply a miracle no one has died in the state's record-breaking floods. Another 6,000 people have been evacuated from rising floodwaters across New South Wales in the past 24 hours, and thousands of others remain on standby. Ms Berejiklian says while two weather fronts that hit the state yesterday have moved on, rivers will continue to swell. She says the areas of concern are around Moree, the Northern Rivers, the Upper Hunter around Singleton, parts of the Central Coast and the Hawkesbury Nepean catchment.
The fact that we haven't had any fatalities is simply a miracle, and I want to thank all those frontline workers and volunteers who put their own safety on the line, sometimes in the darkness of night, to help people, to rescue people and to bring people to safety. And I can't thank you enough for that.
And flood warnings remain in place in southern Queensland despite expectations of easing rainfall. A major flood warning is active for the Logan River, inland from the Gold Coast, and a moderate flood warning has been issued for the Albert River, both south of Brisbane. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologised for falsely accusing media organisation of harassment within its own office. Mr Morrison claimed during a nationally televised press conference yesterday that News Corp was handling a complaint about a woman being harassed in a female toilet. But News Corp has rejected the accusation, saying no such complaint exists. Mr Morrison says he deeply regrets his comments, he accepts News Corp's account, and that he was wrong to raise it. Federal Liberal MP Katie Allen says while she doesn't agree with the way in which he did it, Mr Morrison was making an important point.
His comments were in response to a pointed question, and he talked about the fact that there is more than one work employer in this place. There is the Parliament, but there is other workplaces in this place. And he was making the point that there are other people in this place that need to think about this issue. It's not just about parliamentarians and staffers, but there are other people in this
workplace. And Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe has accused several government parliamentarians of sexual harassment. The Gunai Gunjimara and Jabwarang woman claims two senators and two members of the House of Representatives have made suggestive comments and touched her inappropriately. She's told NITV News she feels unsafe walking inside Parliament House.
Enough's enough. We've got to stop talking about the problem and we've got to actually deal with the problem. Men's behaviour, men are the problem here.
The Prime Minister's office says the government takes all matters of workplace safety very seriously. It says everyone should feel safe in a workplace and calls on everyone with allegations of sexual harassment or assault to come forward. New South Wales Police is urging victims of sexual assault to come forward and report their abuse, even if they don't want to press charges or be identified. It's part of a new police operation launched in response to the thousands of stories shared by young women about the assault and abuse they suffered during their school years. Police say they'll support survivors who wish to share their stories, whether that means through legal action or a more informal pathway. They say it's useful to get a report even if there's no criminal trial, as it helps investigators be aware of a potential offender in the community. Federal health authorities say an Australian-made COVID-19 vaccine could be in people's arms as early as today. It comes after the Therapeutic Goods Administration approved the use of more than 830,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine that were produced in Melbourne. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says it's another major step in Australia's response to the pandemic.
This vaccine will now be rolling out to general practices, general practice respiratory clinics, and to Aboriginal health services right across Australia.
To sport, and Fremantle star Kiara Bowers has been successful in escaping a suspension at the AFLW tribunal to remain in the running for the league's Best and Fairest Award. The midfielder was handed a one-match ban for a dangerous tackle in the Dockers' 5-point defeat to Melbourne on Sunday. Her tackle was assessed by the match review officer as careless conduct, medium impact and high contact, but Fremantle elected to challenge the ban and was successful in having the impact downgraded to low. And let's see what the weather's doing around the country today. In Perth, sunny and 26. In Adelaide, a shower or 223. Showers and 19 degrees in Melbourne. In Hobart, rain with possible heavy falls, also 19. Couple of showers for Canberra, 21. It's sunny in Wollongong, 26. The sun's about in Sydney as well, 30 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle, 28. An early shower or 232 in Brisbane. In Cairns, a shower or 234. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.